Will the lack of a red wave during the midterms lead to a more emboldened Biden? I hope not. More pork barrel spending, higher taxes, a deepening of inflation. If you're unsure how the next 2 years will unfold, talk today to Birch Gold Group about protecting your savings with gold. That's why I've bought gold from them multiple times from Birch Gold, and you can too. Birch Gold makes it easy to convert an IRA or 401k into an IRA in precious metals. That's right. They'll help you own gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Here's what you need to do. Text Dan, D-A-N, to 989-898 to claim your free info kit on gold, and then talk to one of their precious metal specialists. They'll hold your hand through the whole process. Protect yourself with gold today by texting Dan to 989-898. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Message and data rates apply.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Tucker covers a story about a New Jersey mom. So the kid, her daughter's in school. The kid's in school, and there's these pansexual things going on at school, like these things on the wall and everything. So she has a complaint about it. So she posts about it on Facebook. Like, hey, this stuff is kind of inappropriate for a kid's school, right? All of a sudden, this military officer gets involved. Here, listen to what happens next. It's the craziest thing I've heard in a long time. Check this out.
So a few days ago, a mother in New Jersey called Angela Redding found out that her child's elementary school was advertising something called pansexuality. And she thought this seems a little much for an elementary school, so she complained about it on Facebook. What happened next didn't used to happen in this country and never should. And we only know about it because of a Substack called Chaos and Control, which broke the story. And as we read it, we thought this can't be real, but it is. So in response to Angela Redding's post, out of the blue, an Army officer at Joint Base MDL, it's a nearby military base, called Angela Redding an extremist on Facebook. That officer is called Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Schilling. Schilling then wrote on Facebook that, quote, the Joint Base leadership have had the security forces working with multiple state and local law enforcement agencies to monitor this situation. What? So the military responded to a mom in an elementary school complaining about the sexualization of her own child? That's a warranted a military response under Joe Biden? Apparently it did. Then shortly after, the chief of the North Hanover Police Department, Robert Duff, pressured Redding to delete her Facebook post. Let that sink in. The police and the military got involved because a mom wrote something on Facebook they didn't like.
It's the kind of story you hear in the first glance. You're like, nah, that didn't happen. And then you realize that the media, the deep state, the government, the culture warrior activists on the left, that they're all symbiotically involved in gaslighting America into becoming useful idiots and tools of their subjugation, that you realize that they're shaping and molding the public through gaslighting, that speech is violence and violence is speech. And then you start to say to yourself, yeah, this makes perfect sense. Why wouldn't a military officer engage the United States military and local law enforcement to attack a local mom who's engaging in obviously constitutionally protected activities, free speech, and a right to petition government or anyone else? Why wouldn't she? But this story is insane. They are molding like a, my daughter make, your kids make this slime stuff is a new thing. These kids make slime. My daughter makes this slime. She makes it into everything. Cinnamon buns, animals. She makes this slime. This is what they're doing to our society. They're morphing us into a society of culture warriors who believe that speech is violence. If you believe speech is violence, then yes, if you're a leftist, it makes perfect sense for you to use your U.S. military connections to sick the U.S. military and police department on a mom who objects to the sexualization of her kids. Folks, everybody involved in this, everyone, the military officer, the police department, everybody involved in this who sanctioned this, this clearly anti-constitutional, not unconstitutional, there's a difference, anti-constitutional attack on a mom in New Jersey, regardless of how you feel about her political opinions here. Everyone involved should be terminated immediately from their positions. Immediately. As in yesterday. This military officer should be embarrassed and horrified. You raise your right hand and you swear to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, not take a dump on it. I don't usually cover stories like this in the open of the show. I wanted to cover something different about the deteriorating mental health of our kids, an issue that fascinates me, not just because of my educational background, my fascination with the subject, but because I have kids myself and I've seen it. My daughter telling me about friends of hers and others and friends of friends having these severe mental crises. Stuff, I don't know, Joe. I got to be honest. When I grew up, it was unheard of. I mean, I can't speak for you, but you just didn't, you know, when I was in sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, I just don't remember hearing about students in the class who were suicidal.
It was rare.
It's just, well, rare. Yeah, it was rare. Not that it didn't happen.
Right.
It was just, like you said, it was the kind of thing where if it did, it was kind of earth shaking. And now, me obviously keeping touch and tabs with my 18-year-old and 10-year-old, it's bizarre how often I'm hearing stories like this.
More in a minute, but first.
Will a lack of a red wave during the midterms lead to a more emboldened Biden, more wasteful government spending? What about higher taxes? How will you protect your hard-earned savings from the reinvigorated left? The answer is gold. Gold's the world's oldest and most proven form of currency. It's there for you when inflation soars, when other assets go sideways. And that's why Birch Gold is so thrilled to introduce a new product that reimagines gold as currency, the gold back. This month, you'll get a free gold back for every $5,000 purchased when you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA with Birch Gold by December 22nd. Birch Gold will help you own gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Here's how you do it. Text DAN to 989898 to claim your free info kit on gold and talk to one of their precious metals specialists. Plus, with every purchase you make before December 22nd, you'll get a free gold back. This is a great stocking stuffer just in time for Christmas. I buy my gold and have many times from Birch Gold. You can too. Text DAN to 989898. Protect your savings with gold today. Past performance not a guarantee of future results. Message and data rates apply. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. Now, without going into details, because I don't want to it cause any more pain for anyone who's already been through it, but a neighbor of mine in a place I used to live lost their daughter. It came home one day and, you know, found her dead. Obviously, there was a situation yesterday, sadly, with Senator Ted Cruz's daughter. Folks, we have to start putting two and two together. We have to start asking ourselves. You know, I always think of that song, The Russians by Sting. You know, the Russians love their children, too, and it was about the nuclear bomb. Well, with this culture war, the liberals, do you love your kids, too? I want you to look at this tweet here. This is by a guy, Alex McGillis. He's covering a Washington Post story. The CDC found that 45% of high school students, 45%, were so persistently sad or hopeless in 2021, they were unable to engage in regular activities. Almost 1 in 5 seriously considered suicide, and 9% surveyed trying to take their lives during the previous 12 months. He said, what the heck? Yeah. What the is right? 45% are persistently sad or hopeless. You're telling me half of our high school students, or roughly as much, can't find any meaning to their lives? Ladies and gentlemen, what are we doing here? Again, to the liberals out there engaged in this culture war, do you love your kids too? Well, why am I bringing this up in terms of politics, Dan? This tweet from Alex McGillis doesn't mention politics. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the explanations for this is a new phenomenon. We have never seen numbers like this of destruction and to the mental health of our kids. Persistent psychopathologies developing in kids who want to destroy and terminate their own lives. We haven't seen this in modern times. So clearly, there is a factor, a variable playing in that wasn't there before. There is an X. Or why, whatever variable we want to use that wasn't there before. So what is it? Has anyone put two and two together, tying it to the first story? that this constant witch hunt for violations of your newfound cultural norms to perfection may be causing and brewing this atmosphere, this deeply troubled society where we've created a group and a core of cultural vigilantes, and we have them out there like this military officer going out and looking for people with different political opinions, sicking the military and the police on them? You know, folks, when I was a kid, people had a lot of political opinions. I just simply don't recall being kind of instructed either tacitly or openly that it was your job to go out and find people to cancel them. Create a bunch of cultural vigilantes. What you're going to get is a society full of people who are angry and mercenary. I wrote some other things down that are quite obviously contributing to the collapse of the mental health of our kids. This is tautologically the next generation, obviously. You want a bunch of people in positions of power, of which 10% of them had looked at in their teenage years ways to take their own lives? You think this is normal? Here's some other things that maybe we should consider on the liberal side of the aisle. Maybe we should consider stopping so we don't create a generation of suicidal people in positions of power later on. Folks, this isn't the Washington Post. I'm not making this up. Maybe all the apocalyptic talk isn't helping. Maybe the idea that you're telling kids that they have no hope in their future, that we've got 10 years and the earth is going to burn up into a little piece of charcoal, which is obviously bull. You can care and should care about the environment. Should do what we can to take care of this gift God gave us, this rock we call earth. Just like we should take care of animals when we can as well. That doesn't mean we shouldn't eat them. You need the protein to stay advanced. That's the way the world was designed. You take care of Earth, too. You got to realize that living on Earth requires us to use resources the planet's provided for us, which is going to produce waste. That's the way the world works. Find ways to manage it. Stop the apocalyptic talk. No wonder you're creating a bunch of suicidal kids. You're telling them in 10 years they're all going to be dead. This is a mystery to you? Liberal parents telling your kids this? Second, the race essentialism. It's not just CRT. It's this social, emotional learning, whatever euphemism you want to use for race essentialism. In other words, the idea that the melanin component of your skin is determinative in your life. If you're black or Hispanic, you have no shot. You have no shot. You're a victim of a broken society. You have no shot of succeeding. Why would people be suicidal and depressed? You're telling them they have no shot. Even if they did have a shot, they'd be dead in 10 years. Then, on the other hand, you're telling white students they were born evil. They were born racist. One of the worst things you can call someone. There's nothing they can do about it. Their behavior is irrelevant. And they have to apologize for things they never did because they're responsible. Gee, why are they depressed and suicidal? I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe because you're telling them that the melanin component of their skin is determinative in their life and they're evil, either evil and they can't fix it or they're victims. Class envy. Maybe another thing we should scrap. You're teaching kids in the middle class or kids who are poor, not only if they're black, that they have no shot, or Hispanic, they have no shot, that they'll be dead in 10 years. You're also teaching them they have no chance at success because evil white people at the top are taking away all their money and assets, and they'll have no ability to earn a prosperous future at all for them or their families. Why would they be depressed? Gee, I don't know. You're divorcing them from their communities, telling them, oh, that's old fogey stuff. A Christmas fair at the church, hey, that stuff is all goofy. You know what, Joe, I know you remember growing up. This is the kind of thing people did. We had block parties growing up. I know now it's you hokey bunch of old fogey idiots to do a block party. You know what? They were a lot of fun.
Got to know
and
your
you
neighbors.
Had this crazy thing.
Yeah.
You got to know your neighbors. And this crazy thing happened, Joe. It was called social interaction. Where you look people in the face and you sat down on those. Remember those horrible fold-out chairs? They were like the aluminum frame with that scratchy fabric. You pop one of those babies open, you crack a Budweiser, and that you talk to your neighbors. And you know what? They had a DJ at the block party. You divorce people from your communities, you bury them in the phone, and then you're stunned when they can't socially interact with people, earn the enjoyment from that. We're social creatures, and then you wonder why they're suicidal. Then you divorce them from religion. False gods, religion, don't go to church. Church is for old fogies. That's all voodoo stuff. Is it really? You sure about that? Because it seems that people in my church don't believe that at all. Neither do I. And they seem a whole lot happier than you. Folks, this is a crisis. This constant creation of cultural vigilantes resulting in a generation of suicidal, mentally disturbed kids. If it's not the definition of a crisis, I don't know what is.
It's like a societal original sin that you can't be absolved from. And what are you going to do?
And what it does is it creates a scenario where what are you going to do is the response. In other words, there's no way for you to overcome it.
Yes.
Everything is racist all the time, despite of the evidence that this is all garbage and nonsense, is creating this generation of kids who believe that the melanin component of their skin is determinative of their life. And this, as Joe just said, what are you going to do? Nothing I can do. It's out of my control. Karine Jean-Pierre, a perfect example of evidence kicking them in the face that what they're saying about racism and voter suppression is wrong. And they just don't care. They'll keep parroting it no matter what. Like a bunch of that machine. If someone sent me this. This is funny. Someone sent me one. You hit a button and it gives you a response. There you go. Karine Jean-Pierre. Mention voting. Voter suppression. Racist. But it doesn't matter. They have a canned response. Someone sent the sound machine. Think about it. I mean, it's so true.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.